Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio, is with us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Now, we've got a really fascinating new movie. I didn't know too much about that before I started reading about it this morning, but it's a new Angelina Jolie movie. It is called Maleficent.
That's right.
And that is kind of a tongue twister for those who are not used to the word.
It's
one
hard.
Of those sort of big words.
It is. It's a made-up name, Maleficent, which is the name of the fairy from Sleeping Beauty, the animated Disney film. She was the one who wasn't invited to the christening of Sleeping Beauty and puts a curse on her. When she's 16, she's going to prick her finger on a spinning wheel and will fall and will die. And then another fairy comes in and says, oh, no, she'll just fall into a deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. And then she'll be awakened by true love's kiss.
Exactly.
So, in case you need a refresher on the
on
plot
Sleeping Beauty works.
But yeah. Maleficent was the one who cursed her. And so this movie is live action, many special effects. And so Angelina Jolie plays this fairy. And you see her as a young child when she's a happy fairy and a nice fairy and a beloved fairy. And then she turns evil. And it's the story of how she becomes evil.
Which is fascinating because, this is a movie where the antagonist essentially is the primary character.
It is.
And we are led to sympathize with her.
We are led to sympathize with her. But it's not a dark movie. This isn't like, you know, that Russell Crowe neo-Nazi movie where he truly is an evil character. You know, Romper Stomper from years and years ago, where he was truly an evil character, evil throughout.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of identify with them just because he's so handsome and charismatic. But in fact, he's this incredibly racist, terrible, violent man,
mm-hmm.
but irredeemable. This one is more like, oh, you get to know her and you kind of understand why you'd turn evil. And is she really that evil kind of thing?
Okay.
This isn't a real dark look into the soul of an evil. You know, it's a kid's movie still. And Angelina Jolie is fantastic as Maleficent.
Really?
She is just wonderful, and it is mainly a character study. It's got fantastic special effects, and it's got a nice little twist on the story. But in the end, I'm wondering, who is this movie for?
Mm-hmm.
I think that little kids, maybe there's just such a spectacle, and it's so beautiful that they'll be drawn along. It's not that long. It's only 90 minutes, so it's not one of these movies where they just pack on extra fight scenes, extra this scene, extra that scene. Thank goodness.
Scenes, yeah.
It's right-sized. But in the end, there's a lot of time when you're just watching Maleficent and seeing her turn evil and then debate what her feelings. And it's a character study. I'm wondering if kids are going to leave it thinking, well,
I understand her.
Yeah, I know exactly. And I don't think it's racy enough or exciting enough for teenagers. But in fact, you know, I liked it a lot. There were some problems, but I do wonder, who is this movie for anyway? What are people thinking?
Okay.
I feel like Angelina Jolie got a hold of a script and they decided to really go after the character and made it her own, which is interesting, but I don't think it served the film all that well.
And she's able to act through that costume, though, because
yes.
I mean, it's amazing. There's just horns and she's got like extra cheekbone
going.
She's got
cheek prosthetics and it's Angelina Jolie turned weird, but just a touch. And she's still gorgeous, but she'll just turn and she'll look weird. And it's wonderfully done. It's beautifully done.
Do you know who directed the movie? Because I know it's been in the works for a while, and Tim Burton's name was attached to it for a while. But not anymore.
It's first-time director Robert Stromberg, who'd done a bunch of special effects in many other films. So he's got a huge list of movies he's worked on, but he's never directed a movie himself. And I think maybe Angelina Jolie kind of liked that because he could take care of the visuals and she could kind of dominate the storytelling. You know, she's a real superstar and who's a film director herself, who I think kind of controlled it. But it's not a Tim, you know, a Johnny Deppian exercise where you feel like all she did was get on in front of a camera and improvise.
Yeah.
You know, it is following a script, but it is a character study in a lot of ways.
Well, if it's not quite for kids or not quite for teens because you can't quite pin down where it is they might be able to find their way into it, is it for grown-ups then?
I guess it is, you know, but it's not too violent for kids. I just wonder if kids might get a little bored. It's not one of these movies where, you know, you're going to take your kid and you're going to be upset by it. I just wonder if they turn at you and say, well, that was a little boring. But maybe the spectacle will draw them. I did not bring my daughter. I went back and forth. I thought, I don't know how violent this is going to be. I don't want to, until I see it, I don't want to, and I see a review that tells me how violent it is and no one else had reviewed it. I would be the first to, you know, we're the first to review it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to bring her and I didn't want to bring her to something that would be give her nightmares for the next 6 months.
Sure.
And I wish I had brought her because she would have told me boring or not boring.
Okay.
You know, so if someone out there could bring their kid tonight and then tell me
let
boring
Stephanie
or
know.
Not boring for kids,
good
that's
to know.
The big question.
Stephanie, thank you.
Happy to be here.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio, joins us on Friday mornings.